Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Often we hear the truth of the Word of God expressed by a pastor as he teaches it, but songs do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God as well. And here at Barah Ministries, we're blessed to have one of the best songwriters, the best singers, and the best music producers all wrapped up in a single package. Her name is June Murphy. And her songs are amazing at communicating the truth of the Word of God. So in the next several lessons, we're going to hear the truth of the Word of God communicated by June in song. And today's song is Humility. Today's song is Humility. Well, if you follow athletics at all, and if you're listening closely, you know that when people express their dislike for athletes, they often make a reference to the person's humility or lack of it. I don't like him. He's arrogant. Well, the world calls on us to be humble. Being humble means that when you accomplish something great, you are not allowed to brag about it. Instead, you kick the dirt, you say, "Oh, shucks, it was nothing," and then allegedly please the crowd with your self-depreciation. The Bible describes humility in a completely different way. Humility is the willingness to be taught. Humility is the willingness to be taught. And today's song is based on a passage about being humble. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7, one of my favorite passages in the Bible. "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he might promote you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety, your care dividers, on him, because he cares for you." Let me read that again. "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may promote you at the proper time, casting all of your care dividers," those things which you care about that are driving you absolutely crazy, "casting all your care dividers on him, because he cares for you." When you allow yourself to be taught the Word of God, when you show up to learn the Word of God, you are demonstrating a kind of humility that is impressive to God. Well, let's listen to June Murphy teach us in song about real humility, the kind God likes.
I must choose to humble myself under your mighty hand, oh God. My life won't perpetually be a part of. I must be reminded not to think too highly of self, and I must be sober and diligent to put Christ and others before myself. Your word, oh God, must set the standard, for my.
Romans chapter 12, verse 3 is mentioned in this song. The Apostle Paul says, "For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. An inflated view of ourselves is always out of place in the Christian way of living. Ultimately, everything you are, everything you have, and everything you do is made possible by a gracious God, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when we're thinking about the Word of God at the base of our thoughts, we have sound judgment. So when you bring yourself to the Word of God to hear it taught, God develops humility in your soul. It's not something you have to manufacture on your own. True humility then comes through your willing obedience. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 50, the Lord Jesus Christ says this, "Whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and my sister and my mother. God is most pleased with those who willingly listen to his word and obey what he asks us to do. And these are the ones of us with true humility. And why wouldn't we do what a perfect God suggests?" Well, Psalm 95:1 says, "O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation." Thank you, June, for enlightening us about humility through your song. And we dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone who is watching or listening that doesn't have a relationship with the one and only sovereign God of the universe, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. John chapter 3, verse 36 says, "He who believes in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life," that's the resurrection life, "and has it right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God the Father, the lake of fire, abides on him." John 3:17 says, "God the Father did not send the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him." Well, right now you can tell God the Father that you believe in his Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision that you can make in your lifetime. Five simple words get you to heaven. "Father, I believe in Christ." For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say, "And the repentant thief was saying, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' And Jesus said to him, 'Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.'" So don't wait to make the best decision of your life. Make it right now. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-H-A-H ministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. And if you're in the local area, please stop in and visit. We're looking for 20 families to be part of the Barah Ministries family, people who want to hear the Word of God and who want to arm themselves with the truth so that they can go out into the world and see clearly God's hand in everything we're doing. And when you go to the website at barahministries.com, you can hear all of June's music there. Well, thank you very much for stopping in. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.